Number four, consider approval of resolution 2019-26, a resolution requiring the removal of the trash and debris at 2415 Tulip. Owner Donnie Gossett and Ms. Reardon.
This is a property with a residence on it. From the county assessor's records, we don't believe that the owner lives there. It looks like from the county assessor's records, his address is listed about a block or two away. The property does not appear to be occupied from what we can tell. We're not certain of that. But around it, there seems to be a lot of storage, outside storage, unsecured storage of just a vast variety of items. We've included some photos in your packet, plus we have some updated photos that we handed out today that show the property as of this morning. There doesn't appear to be any improvement in the property. Code enforcement has been in contact with this person, both the owner, both verbally and through written notices. The property has not improved. It has not been maintained. My office sent a notice on June 11th. We sent it certified. We don't have the proof back that it has been picked up. Since we sent it certified, the person has to sign for it. That's the law does not require that he pick it up at all. Assuming that council adopts this, the proposed resolution would give him 30 days to clean it, which means to remove all the outdoor storage. If that is not done within the 30 days after the public, since he lives in town, we're going to try to get personal service on him as required by law. After the personal service is completed, or if we cannot serve him the posting and publication, he would have 30 days to bring the property into compliance under this current draft. So I didn't code enforcement, Mr. Patterson and Ms. Carrasco are here if you have any specific code enforcement questions on this. But
if you don't mind, let me ask Jeff a question.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to Donnie about this?
Say again?
Have you talked to Donnie on this issue?
Yes.
Has he made any kind of improvement at all? Has he tried?
It doesn't look that way at all. According to the pictures we saw today, it doesn't look like anything's been cleaned up. Or if it has, it's not noticeable.
I mean, I know Donnie seemed like he would try to, clean it up a little bit. He hasn't
right.
done anything at all.
No, not to my knowledge. He hasn't helped us out at all with it. So this is why we put it forward, because we've been unable to get compliance through, talking to the property owner and encouraging them to improve the situation themselves.
You made several attempts. In other words, it's just not working.
Right.
Code enforcement shows that they gave him written notices twice last year and spoke with him in May, June, and November of 2018. And after... Once they're not seeing long-term improvement, then it's referred to my office. So in this case, it looks like they spent they've essentially been talking to him off and on, leaving him written notices over the course of a year. And they're putting up some of the photos that were taken earlier. And if you notice, those are from May 30th. What we have are photos that are in front of you today from that were taken today. And we're not seeing significant improvement at all. I mean, some of the junk may be added to or removed or moved around, but we're not seeing a reduction in the amount of outdoor storage. Code enforcement tries very hard to get voluntary compliance, which is why you typically see two or three here a month, and they're out there working on a lot more properties than this, trying to get them to comply.
Yeah, normally... For it to appear before council, code enforcement has already tried multiple times to get compliance through the owner. The only thing that we would bring quickly before the council would be something that would be considered dangerous that needed immediate attention. Otherwise, our code enforcement officers make multiple attempts, try to get voluntary compliance, and if they fail, then we escalate.
Thank you, Jeff.
Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Patterson?